The U.S. dollar remains in the driver's seat as the week comes to a close. Thursday's run of solid U.S. economic data, highlighted by retail sales and a blowout Philly Fed, have helped to keep the buck in demand. Overall, however, we haven't seen a whole lot of movement in currency markets this week, with only some notable yen demand really standing out. The yen has been better bid this week on account of rising expectations that BOJ will go ahead and hike at the upcoming meeting. Earlier today, China retail sales and GDP data were impressive, but didn't really do anything to inspire much of a risk-on reaction. We believe a lot of this has to do with the fact that the market is exceptionally nervous ahead of the weekend and ahead of Monday's inauguration of President Trump. How things play out with respect to Trump trade policies could really have an impact on market direction one way or another. Key standouts on Friday's calendar for the remainder of the day come from UK retail sales, the Eurozone current account, Eurozone inflation, Canada foreign security purchases, U.S. housing starts, building permits, industrial production, and manufacturing production. That's all for now.